Good afternoon. It's a really good day today. Getting fine. A bit humid. But it's going to be rainy season in Japan. So you have to be careful for your health. Especially, we have to be careful for kabi. Moth? Mold, yes, mold.
Mildew.
Yeah. Well, this afternoon I'd like to read Mark 3, chapter 3, verse 13 to 19. This year I read Mark. I'm assigned to preach once a month, and I've shared the Word of God from the Gospel of Mark this year. This afternoon I'd like to share about the story that Jesus assigned the apostles. Please open your Bible, Mark 3:13 to 19. I think recently we have more people from Philippines, and so maybe we should start the Tagalog service then, huh? Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
What language do they speak?
Ilocano?
Huh. So only English is the common language? No? Mostly? Oh, really? You guys are from the same country, but speak different languages. Can't understand. Yeah. Oh. What the sound is. Okay? Maybe this cellular phone. Is that okay? Okay. All right. Let me read the scripture. Jesus went up on a mountainside and called to him those he wanted, and they came to him. He appointed 12, designating them apostles, that they might be with him, and that he might send them out to preach, and to have authority to drive out demons. These are the 12 he appointed: Simon, to whom he gave the name Peter; James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John; to them he gave the name Boanerges, which means sons of thunder; Andrew, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James, son of Alphaeus, Thaddeus, Simon of Zealot, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him. That's all. As you know, Jesus, after he started his ministry, since he healed many people, he drove out the demons, and his teaching was kind of different from the teaching of the other teachers. So people just want to see him and or hear him. But Jesus also called some people as his disciples, like Peter and John, and like Levi, others. So some people were traveling with Jesus, and I don't know how many, but there are more people rubbing together or eating together, or, you know, just like Jesus was a whole bunch of people. So maybe Peter, John, and James, or the other people, are always sitting close to Jesus. But there are no difference between these people and the others. So one day, finally, Jesus decided to select some people for some special mission, or for some kind of his special disciples. There are many disciples, but these are the 12 Jesus appointed as apostles, designated them as apostles, the Bible said. First, Jesus went up on the mountainside to call them. And he went down the valleys. He went up on the mountainside. This situation is very important because if you give some special mission to somebody, you have to prepare a special environment. Jesus went up the mountain and called the disciples, and these 12, they came up. But more people, there were more people, maybe hundreds or thousand people. But only 12 could came close to Jesus. So the others, the lower, you know, they're watching. So the others are watching this like ceremony. Jesus called. Like maybe I imagine that Jesus just went up the hill and he stand up and called Peter. James. John. Andrew. And stuff like that. So these young men were very surprised, but they came close to Jesus one by one. And after he called Judas Iscariot, Jesus said, "You are apostles. I call you apostles. And you are the different from the others." And Jesus said, why I appointed you, why I called you, that you will be with me and you will go out and preach and you will have the authority to drive out demons. Of course, as I told you, the Simon, Peter, and James, and John, the others, were called before, right? They were called as become the fishers of men. And Matthew also called from the tax collector, and others too. But this time, Jesus recalled these 12, I think, to show they're special, to show they have to be different, because they're apostles. So not from the time, but they were from that time. They start changing because they are called apostles, because they were treated differently by Jesus. Before this ceremony, they thought, well, of course, we are called by Jesus, and we're different from the others. But from before the ceremony, maybe more people, and they want to be special for Jesus. They want close to Jesus. But this time, from this time, they became different. And Jesus, the reason why Jesus called, they appointed, there are three reasons, I said already. One is they might be with Him. They might be with Him. They were with Jesus, but they called be with Jesus. So what's the difference? Before they called as apostles, from after they called apostles? I don't know. They were with Jesus. But like the Last Supper, I think maybe these 12s are just had a dinner with Jesus. And when Jesus prayed in the Gethsemane, Jesus called some apostles close to Him. So Jesus treated us differently. And Jesus bring them near on purpose. But there are more people. But these 12s are different because He wanted to train them. Especially, He could train more people, but these 12s are different. You know. And these 12s were with Jesus until Jesus were crucified. But after Jesus died and resurrected, except one, Judas Iscariot, his other 11s, they became the real apostles. And they became the leaders of the church. So Jesus had a vision before He went back to heaven. So He selected 12 to train them special way. They are going to be the leaders of the church. For that purpose, Jesus let the 12s be with Him. They travel with Jesus. They eat with Jesus. They sometimes sleep together. They were on the boat together all the time. I don't know exactly how long they get together. Somebody says 3 years. Somebody says 1 year. But for Jesus, this is not an easy job. To live together, travel together, these 12s. Do you want to live with these guys? I don't. Because two of 12s are called the sons of thunder. They're short-tempered. They're easy to fight. And one is a betrayer. And one is zealot. You know the zealot? They fought against Romans until the end of the country of Israel. They were like a uyoku in Japan. You don't know what uyoku means. It's like a right... extra, super right wing, you know. You saw some black cars in the city, you know, going around and with this loud voice, and it's kind of like a yakuza, you know. But they love to fight. You know. Simon the Zealot. And Thomas, he was what? Yeah. He doesn't believe. All these 12s, you know, are not good people travel together. But Jesus selected them to be with him. Because in order to live with them, he wants to teach, he wants to show his love. He does not bring them his classroom, but he lives with them. That's the true way to train them. Jesus did not want to give them a good lessons, you know, or degrees, or scholar, education. He wants to train them as disciples. He wants to make them to be like him. So that's the first purpose Jesus appointed 12. The second purpose is Jesus might send them out to preach. He might send them out to preach. This is a different from the other people, other disciples. Jesus sent these 12 first. Of course, Jesus sent the others later, but Jesus sent these 12 first to preach. Did they train well? No, I don't think so. Jesus just sent them. Go. Just go. And proclaim the good news. The kingdom of God is here. Maybe these some just went out and could not say anything, but I'm apostle of Jesus, and Jesus is here, and thank you. Yeah. Kind of like. Yeah. But Jesus sent them out to preach while he was with them, because he will send them out after Jesus went back, going back to heaven, right? So Jesus wants to train them. The third purpose is Jesus might send them with have authority to drive out demons. Jesus gave the authority to these 12. How? I don't know. Maybe pray for them, or just give them, you guys have the authority. Just go out and and order the demons. And the apostles, they did. Yeah. They went out and saw the people who possessed demons, and they just ordered, go out, demons, and the demons out. And they were surprised. Wow, we have authority. And went back to Jesus. Jesus, I ordered the demons out. Yeah, because you're authority, because you're the apostles. You know? Yeah. All three purposes, Jesus selected the 12. And as I told you, the 12 are not special people. They are not well educated. They did not have any degrees. They are not rich. Maybe Peter was kind of rich man because he run the fishing company. Yeah. Yes. He is not the worker, but he runs the fishing company. He has a couple of boats, and he hired the locals and to catch the fish. Yes. And somebody said he's just an idiot, but no. He runs the company, so he has a business mind. He's kind of a businessman. James and John, I don't know. They just fight all the time. These others, they're ordinary people. This is important. You know, Jesus appointed ordinary people. Jesus called them out of hundreds to be with him, to send them out to preach, to have the authority to drive out the demons. But these 12 are ordinary people, like us. Maybe Jesus did on purpose. There are many intellectual people. There are many rich people, many well-educated people in Jesus' disciples. But Jesus selected them, these 12, because they are ordinary, because they are not special, they are not well-talented. Why? Because Jesus wanted to show that if we become his apostles, his disciples, we could be like them. We'll be equipped like them. We will be special like them. These 12, unfortunately, understood the purpose of Jesus. So they went away from the cross. So they always fight against each other. Who is the best? Who is the first? Right? They did not understand why they were selected while Jesus was with them. This is a very, very important point. Maybe you experienced the same thing. When you were in school, you did not understand what the teacher said. Or maybe you did not understand what your mother and father said. But after you out of school, after you're out of family, you will understand what your teacher taught, what your parents taught. So Jesus knew they didn't understand what Jesus was saying to them, but after Jesus went out, away from them, they will understand. So what's the last words of Jesus to them is Matthew 28, verse 18 to 20. You know these words? Let me read Matthew 28, verse 18 to 20. Jesus called to them and said, Jesus came to them and said, All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. Jesus said, the apostles. Now, your turn. Like I did to you, you have to go and make disciples. You have to go and make disciples, and baptizing them in the name of Father and Son of Holy Spirit, Son and Holy Spirit. Baptizing is like the ceremony to become the disciples of Jesus. And teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. Jesus taught them while he with them, the 12. And surely I am with you always. As I was with you, Jesus said, I will be with you. Jesus called 12 to be with them, but now he will gone, but he will be with them. We cannot see him, but same as Jesus with the disciples, the apostles, Jesus will with them, with the new disciples, with new apostles, to the very end of the age. So in this last order, Jesus said, the apostles, you guys go out and do what I did for you. Of course, I'll be with you. I'll be with the new disciples. But you have to go out and preach and baptize them and teach what I taught you. And all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me, and you will have the authority too. And you will give the authority to the new disciples. So, of course, the apostles, 12, are special. But the apostles will make the new apostles, will new disciples. The disciples make the new disciples. We'll do the same thing. Of course, we could not be with Jesus as the apostle did, because we cannot see Jesus, but Jesus is with us, like Jesus was with the apostles. Amen? And Jesus said, you have to go out and make disciples, like Jesus ordered the apostles, go out and preach. Proclaim the Gospels. And also Jesus said, I have all authority in heaven and on earth. Not just on earth, but even in heaven. Because Jesus conquered the power of death. Now he is going back to the heaven. So he has the whole authority. Our Master has the whole authority, and Jesus give us the authority to us. Amen. So Jesus is now called every single believer to him as his apostle, as his disciple. Jesus called you to be with him. He wanted to be with you, even if you are not wanted, but Jesus wanted
be with you because He wants to teach you. Because He wants to show His love to you. Because He wants to just be with you. And Jesus called you now to send you to preach. You are called to preach. You are called to proclaim the gospel. You are not just called to stick with Jesus. Come, Jesus, and learn and go. Come and go. If you got tired, you're disappointed, you can't go anywhere, just come back to Jesus. Yeah? And get charged. And go out. We disciples, we apostles, we have to go out and preach. Not only the pastors, not only the missionaries. Every single person. Jesus wants every one of us to go out and preach. And also, we have to go out and drive out the demons. Where are the demons? Yeah. The whole city is filled with demons. The people are possessed by demons. Demons of money. Demons of lust. Demons of power. Demons of idols. We cannot see, but they are possessed by demons. We have to go out and drive the demons out. How? With the authority of Jesus. Because we are the disciples. Jesus called you to be with Him, to go out and preach, and to go out to drive out demons. The people are like in the jail of demons. We have to see the situation with our spiritual eyes like Jesus. Remember, the first, Sabbath, when Jesus started the ministry, when Jesus was in the church, what's the church? Jewish church. Synagogue, yes, sorry. When Jesus in the synagogue, one guy screamed out and said, "Please help me." Nobody knows he was possessed by demons. But since Jesus is there, he starts screaming. The demons cannot stand with Jesus. So we have to see the people with our spiritual eyes. We have to see how they are suffered by demons. How they were mistreated by demons. So we have to go out and pray for him. That's the important ministry. We have to go out and pray for them. Even though we cannot see the shape of demons, they don't see like demons. Oh wow, like that guy. Yeah, it's a demon. No, the Bible says they're like an angel. Yeah? If their size are like demons, it's easy to find. Go on Hondori and look at, wow, that black wear guy has a demon. No. It's really really difficult to find the demons because they look like a son of light, but Jesus said. But all the people are possessed by demons. So at least we can pray for them. You know. But don't pray, please drive out demons from this person. The people are, wow. This is like a kind of a weird cult or something. Pray for them. Jesus be with him, with her. But we have to be careful. You know, we have to be sensitive. Because we are called to drive up the demons and we have the authority. Don't be afraid. You can go anywhere. We don't need to be afraid because our Lord, our Master Jesus has the authority even in the heaven and on the earth. Right? We should not be afraid. Just go out. Pray. Preach. Because we are the disciples. We are apostles. And today you are called. You came up the mountain. Right? Yeah, yeah. That's why the church is on the mountain. Jesus called you. Jesus wanted to be with you. You know, this is very important. Jesus did not just select them to go out, preach, and drive out the demons. Right? First said, Jesus, I wanted to be with you. Wow, what a kind teacher. You know, I wanted to be with you. I will treat you. I'll teach you. I feed you. Then go out. This is our master, our teacher, Jesus. Amen. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, thank you so much this time, Lord. We get together, praise your name, and we pray together. We share the testimonies. But now, this afternoon, we can study again that we are called as your disciples. And Jesus called us not because we are well educated, not because we are rich, not educated, we are famous, but we are ordinary. And Jesus, thank you. You are with us. And thank you that you send us out. Lord, this week, we want to go out and preach your gospel. Lord, this week I want to go. We want to go the people who are possessed by demons. We don't know what kind of demons, what kind of situation they are, but they are possessed by demons. Because this whole world are ruled by Satan. Lord, give us the eyes we can see their spiritual situation. Lord, give us power and courage to pray for them, Lord. Lord, thank you that you called us, your disciples. In Jesus' name we say, Amen.
I believe in you and I would go to the ends of the earth, to the ends of the earth for you. Alone are the Son of God and all the world will see that you are God, you are God. Jesus, I believe in you and I would go to the ends of the earth. To the ends of the earth for you. Alone are the Son of God, and all the world will see. see that you are God. You are God. Jesus, I believe in you, and I would go to the ends of the earth, to the ends of the earth for you. Alone are the Son of God, and all the world will see that you are God. You are God.
Let me pray for you. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for filling this place with your good Holy Spirit. But Lord, we ask that as we go from this place, we ask that you would fill us with your Holy Spirit, and that as we are filled, we would have the fruits of the Spirit, the fruits of love and joy, peace and patience, kindness and goodness, gentleness and faithfulness, and self-control. And for these things, we will thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.